This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah ala ilmihi ba'da ilmih wa ala afwihi ba'da qudratih. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidil anbiya'i wal mursaleen wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa sallama tasliman kathiran kathiran. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وسيجنبها الأتقى الذي يؤتي ماله يتزكى صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, we are living in an age of doubt and skepticism, and this is an unfortunate reality when Islam demands full conviction and faith. Islam is not an in-between religion where you are left to your own devices. Islam demands full loyalty and not based on doubt and skepticism. And therefore, perhaps appropriate today in this age of doubt and skepticism to speak about a personality who was an epitome of faith, conviction, loyalty, dedication. None other than the greatest person in this ummah, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. His entire life is a shining example and a testimony of devotion, loyalty, conviction, obedience to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and love for his beloved master and our master, our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. آج ہم بے یقینی کے دور میں رہ رہے ہیں اور یہ بے یقینی ایمان اور یقین کے منافی ہے. اس لیے آج یہ مناسب سمجھا کہ ایسے شخصیت پر بھی بیان کیا جائے جو ایمان کی مضبوطی اور یقین کا مظہر ہے, اور وہ حضرت ابو بکر صدیق رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ ہیں. ایون بیفور امبریسنگ اسلام, ابو بکر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ was one who was known for his nobility, dignity, respect. He used to stay away even before Islam, before the evils and the social evils of the time. He used to stay away from it before it was prohibited in Islam. So the aspects of taking towards alcohol and gambling, etc., Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, even before Islam, never touched it, showing that even in the midst of evil, even when there is evil has become commonplace, if you are noble in your character, you can stay away from it. So Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, when alcohol was common and gambling was common and womanizing was common, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala stayed away from it. Hum aaj bhi kar sakte hain. Today we can also do it. Many a times people say, what can we do? Everyone is doing it. The whole world is immersed in it. The whole society is immersed in it. What a lesson. Because today we're not talking about the tariq and the history of Abu Bakr. We're talking of the lessons. He stayed away from it even before Islam, before it was prohibited. So we, if after prohibition for us to stay away from evil becomes even more important. His main occupation was trade, because of which he used to travel with Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was known before his honesty and his integrity in his trade. And these qualities were to serve him great even after accepting Islam. When Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam got the prophethood, and Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam invited people towards Islam, and Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the first adult male to accept Islam. Ulama have written, and they have made a criteria. The first woman to accept Islam was Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. The first slave, Zayd ibn Haritha. The first young person, youngster, Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The first adult male, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he was the first person, adult male, freed male, to accept Islam. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say that every person I invited to Islam in the beginning, every person I accepted and invited to Islam, he had a certain degree of reluctance and doubt before he accepted Islam. Besides Abu Bakr, when I told him to become a Muslim, without any doubt, he immediately accepted Islam. That was Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Sabse pehla, جو مشرف اسلام ہوا، جو مرد اور بالغ مرد میں سے، تو جو ہے وہ ابو بکر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ تھا۔ نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی حدیث ہے، جب میں نے لوگوں کے سامنے اسلام کی دعوت دی تو سب نے کچھ دیر کے لیے تردد کیا، بجز ابو بکر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ، انہوں نے بغیر تردد کے فوراً اسلام لے آئے، وی ایکسیپٹڈ اسلام فرام دا ویری بگننگ۔ ناؤ ڈیو ٹو ہز، ناؤ اف یو لک ایٹ ہاؤ ہو ایکسیپٹڈ اسلام، حضرت خدیجہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ، حضرت زید بن حارثہ، اینڈ حضرت علی۔ ناؤ دے ور ناٹ انفلوئنشل، اے وومن، اے سلیو، اینڈ اے یانگسٹر، دے کڈ ناٹ انفلوئنس ادرس۔ ابو بکر واز دا فرسٹ ون ہو واز اے اڈلٹ میل، ڈگنیفائڈ، ریسپیکٹڈ ان دا کمیونٹی، اینڈ بیکاز آف ہز فیتھ اینڈ بیکاز آف ہز اسٹرانگ پرسنالٹی، مینی پیپل ان دا انیشیل اسٹیجز آف اسلام who came to Islam was due to the influence and the invitation of Abu Bakr رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ، ان کے اثر و رسوخ اور مضبوط شخصیت کی وجہ سے اشرا مبشرہ کے پانچ آدمی اسلام لے آئے۔ Five of those who were from اشرا مبشرہ became Muslims by the invitation of Abu Bakr رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ۔ اور اس کا مطلب یہ ہے کہ کامل ایمان اثر رکھتا ہے۔ When you ask strong in your faith, it shows to other people. When you give iman to people, when your iman is weak, then how are you going to give iman? When you have strong iman and you call people, then it has an impact upon people. Since from the very beginning, and as I said, I'm not going to go into a chronological order of his life, I'm giving lessons of his life. And if there is one great quality of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, was his loyalty and his conviction on Islam and his love for the master and his no doubt whatsoever with regard to Islam and his complete commitment and loyalty. Brothers, today you and I, we are Muslims, and Allah Ta'ala keep us Muslims. May Allah Ta'ala let us die as Muslims. Everyone has got a certain love of Islam. There is no doubt whatsoever, right? We got a certain, there's a small spark that is within us that has a love for Islam, that has a love for the Nabi, has love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we have to take lessons with regard to commitment from Abu Bakr. How to be committed, how to be loyal, how to be dedicated, then we have to take a lesson from Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. That degree, may Allah ta'ala bring it within us, or even a small share of that degree. When there was 39 people and the 40th person accepted Islam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was happy. Abu Bakr said, Ya Rasulullah, allow me to go and proclaim my Islam in front of people. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited him. But his fervor for iman was such, he said, Ya Rasulullah, allow me. And he went to proclaim his Islam in the haram. And the people beat him up almost to the point of death. And he, for 2-3 days, there was doubt whether he's going to survive this attack or not. His tribe got ready to take revenge attacks on those people who had attacked him. And when he came out of his unconsciousness, the first thing he asked, how is my master Muhammad? Muhammad kaise hai? How is my master Muhammad? One day, the people were strangling our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the haram. And Ali radiallahu anhu used to make mention of this. He said, people used to say, Ali, are you brave? He said, I'm not brave. Brave was Abu Bakr. When they were strangling Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we were weak, we couldn't do anything, we were helpless. ہم کچھ نہیں کر سکتے تھے، تو ابو بکر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ جا کر نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے جان بچائیں۔ He was the one who went to go and save the life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He separated them from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the process, he was beaten. In the process, he was, you know, bruised and battered. But he saved the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam by separating those who were trying to strangle our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, chiding and rebuking them by saying, أَتَقْتُلُونَ رَجُلًا أَن يَقُولَ رَبِّيَ اللَّهُ. Are you going to kill a person who says Allah Ta'ala is my Lord? You know, he spent all his wealth for the sake of Islam. There were 40,000 dirhams he had when he accepted Islam. By the time he migrated to Medina, there was very little. Everything was spent in the cause of Almighty Allah. He used to free slaves. His father used to say, Abu Quhafa, and his father used to say, Abu Bakr, why don't you get these weak slaves? Why don't you get slaves who will be able to earn for us? And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu used to say, I don't free them, or I don't buy them for the sake of our benefit. I buy them for the sake of freeing them for the sake of Allah. Umar radiallahu anhu, when he used to look at Bilal, He used to say, my master, who was freed by my master, Abu Bakr. حضرت عمر رضی اللہ عنہ حضرت بلال کو خطاب کرتے ہوئے کیا فرماتے تھے؟ یہ ہمارے آقا ہے، جس کو آزاد کس نے کیا؟ ہمارے آقا ابو بکر نے آزاد کیا. مائی ماسٹر ہو واز فریڈ بائی مائی ماسٹر ابو بکر رضی اللہ عنہ. وین دے وار آل دی ٹائم ٹرائنگ ٹو پٹ ڈاؤٹس ان ابو بکر بیکاز ہی واز سچ این انفلوئنشل پرسن. سو وین معراج ہیپن اینڈ امیڈیٹلی آفٹر معراج ابو جہل وین رننگ ٹو ابو بکر. He has an ideal opportunity for me to put doubt in him. And he said, Abu Bakr, do you know what your friend says today? He said, what does your friend say? What does my friend say? He said, he went in a portion of the night from Makkah to Jerusalem and from Jerusalem in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That time it used to take a month or 2 months to go to Jerusalem. Yeah, in a portion of a night he did this. He felt he will be able to bring doubt in the iman of Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, I normally, you saying something is not a point of evidence, but if my master said it, and if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said it, I believe in it, because I believe in something even more greater than that. He told us there is Jannat and Jahannam. We have not seen Jannat and Jahannam, what we believed in him. If he told me, and if he has to say that in a portion of the night he went for Mi'raj and he went to Jerusalem, I believe in it. Huh? When Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was coming back from Mi'raj, he asked Jibreel, oh Jibreel, must I tell people that this has happened to me? And Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam said, Ya Rasulullah, go and tell people, An-nasu yukadhibuka, wa Abu Bakr yusaddiquka, wa huwa siddiq. The people will doubt what you are saying. Abu Bakr will affirm what you are saying, because he is siddiq. But in this age of doubt, let us bring that type of conviction. Today, small things. Enemies come and tell us something. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala was got married at this age. We start becoming doubtful. Yeah. Then we start going asking people, what type of iman is ours? In such a situation, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala was so firmly committed and conviction. If my master said it, I believe in it. This was the way he had with regard to it. Such great loyalty. Subhanallah. You know, after when he came and made hijrat, that in itself was such a great, you know, an aspect, and we will make mention of it. But when, after, this is loyalty, after the Battle of Badr, his son Abdul Rahman came to him, and he said, oh my father, many a times in the Battle of Badr, you came under my sword. You know, I thought you were my father, I left you. Abdul Rahman, Hazrat Abu Bakr ke farzan, Badr ke baad, حضرت ابو بکر کے سامنے آ کر کہتے ہیں کہ اے میرے والد، بہت سے مرتبہ بدر میں آپ میرے تلوار کے نیچے آ گئے تھے، والد سمجھ کر میں نے چھوڑ دیا. ابو بکر نے فوراً بولا، امیڈیٹلی ابو بکر رضی اللہ عنہ سے، او مائی سن، اف یو کیم ونس انڈر مائی سورڈ آئی وڈ ناٹ ہیو لیفٹ یو، بیکاز یو کیم اگینسٹ مائی نبی. آپ ایک مرتبہ میرے تلوار کے نیچے اگر آ جاتے تو میں آپ کو نہیں چھوڑتا. یو کیم اگینسٹ مائی نبی، یو کیم اگینسٹ اسلام. This was loyalty. Such loyalty after the death of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From all four corners there was such great tribulation. People were going out of Islam. Sometimes were some of the people, and I will make mention of it. I just want to show you this aspect of his loyalty to Islam. Loyalty to the commands of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam before his death had said, Anfidhu Jaisha Usama. Go and send the army of Usama. Despite the fact that there were so many different trials, despite the fact Sahaba said, leave Usama's army now, send it after things have become settled. Abhi mat bhejo. Hazrat Abu Bakr said, not one word of my master will fall to the ground. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam made wasiyat before he died, send the army of Usama, even if we are killed, and people come and attack Medina, people come and take the life of the children and the wives of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the command of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be implemented. Such loyalty and dedication was the way of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. His love for Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam was legendary. And the time when Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam was told, you know, that go make hijrat. So the first thing, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to the house of Abu Bakr. He was already waiting for it. He had prepared for it. He kept two camels ready to go for hijrat. And we say, love is an amazing thing, my dear respected. The unfortunate part, we only know love between men and women. And many a times when we talk of love, we only talk of love in a sense of not even halal love. We only think love is that which is romantic, and aliyadu billah, it is done illicitly. For us, that is love. Love, the true love is that which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Love for Allah. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. The believers have extreme love for Allah and His Rasul. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, what was his love? In hijrat, sometimes he's going in front, sometimes he's going in back. Abu Bakr, aapko kya ho raha hai? Abu Bakr, why are you doing this? Ya Rasulullah, sometimes I feel someone is in front. He might be a danger to your life, not to his life. Danger to your life, Ya Rasulullah. So I run in front. Sometimes I feel someone is behind us, he's going to chase us. Then I go at the back. And all the time, there were certain times when he carried Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on his back. Abu Bakr, what you are doing? Ya Rasulullah, the people who will be looking for us, they will be looking for two people's footsteps. Two people. When you stand and I'll carry you, they will only be the footsteps of one person. They will be misled. They will think that it is not us. And then for 3 days, how he stayed in the cave of Thawr and how much of effort he made, that's a different story. I don't have the time to relate it. This was with regard to the love that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu had for our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made mention of this incident. إِذْ يَقُولُ لِسَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. When he was in the cave. And just as he was on the cave, he saw the footsteps of the people of Makkah who are on the entrance of the cave. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam was there. And Abu Bakr is worried. Ya Rasulullah, they are just here on the entrance of the cave. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Abu Bakr something which Allah has made mention. إِذْ يَقُولُ لِسَاحِبِهِ. And remember the time. إِذْ هُمَا فِي الْغَارِ. When you were in the cave. And you told unto your companion. لَا تَحْزَنْ. Don't be afraid. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. Allah is with us. Allah is with us. And therefore anyone who rejects the companionship and the sahabiyat of Abu Bakr is not a Muslim. Because Allah has made mention of it in the Quran that he was a sahabi. إِذْ يَقُولُ لِسَاحِبِهِ. This was, and that is why Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala says, the day when Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala passed away, and the day when Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala passed away, Abdullah ibn Abbas said, I saw a person saying loudly, at the time of Umar radiallahu ta'ala, actually when Umar radiallahu ta'ala passed away, Rahim Allahu Umar, O Allah, O Umar, Allah have mercy upon you. Whenever I heard Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam speaking, he always used to say, whenever he spoke, me Abu Bakr and Umar, we went here. Me Abu Bakr and Umar, we did this. Me Abu Bakr and Umar, we came back from something. Me Abu Bakr and Umar, I knew that you three are going to be buried together. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, I look back, who was saying this? It was none other than Ali radiallahu anhu. Because of this love that they had, when Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam fell ill, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu performed 17 salah. And he was the right person to be the Khalifa after our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam had given several indications towards that. When, one day during the 17 salats, Umar radiallahu anhu one day read the namaz. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard the voice of Umar, said, no, tell Umar not to read salat. Tell him to wait for Abu Bakr. Till Abu Bakr came back, the people waited and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu led the salat. He told Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anhu, you know, لا ينبغي لقوم فيهم أبا بكر أي أمهم غيرهم. It does not behove a nation if there is Abu Bakr amongst them that they can be anyone who is the imam. اتدوا بالذين من بعد أبو بكر وعمر. Follow Abu Bakr and Umar after I have passed away. A woman came to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, asked for a masla, and then afterwards she told Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, if sometimes I come, you are not here, who do I go? He said, go to Abu Bakr. And that is why he became the Khalifa, the rightful Khalifa after our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he is the rightful Khalifa. It is amazing what he said at the time. Again, I would have liked to have made mention with regard to it, but I'm going to make mention of one more other thing because things have, you know, time has almost elapsed and I've got to conclude. So I'm going to make mention of one one amazing aspect of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's attribute. And that was the amazing contrast of Abu Bakr. Let me conclude with this. On one hand, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was known for his gentleness. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was known for his gentleness. So he used to cry often. When he used to read the Quran, he used to cry. When the captives of the Badr came, what must we do with them? Umar said, Ya Rasulullah, execute them. Abu Bakr said, Ya Rasulullah, don't execute them. They are our family. They will accept Islam one day, inshallah. Ya Rasulullah, show compassion upon them. Show mercy upon them. So Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took the view of Abu Bakr. When Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came, you know, for the hijrat, and said, Oh Abu Bakr, you are going to accompany me. Hazrat Aisha said, I never ever thought I will see someone crying out of happiness. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he said this, Abu Bakr started crying of happiness. On one hand, he was so kind and compassionate. Right? On the other hand, when it came to truth, he was a person who was all the time never compromised on truth. So it can happen that you can have these two qualities. Unke andar do shandar khubiyat, ek taraf naram dil, ke Quran padte to be to zaro kitar rote the. Badr ke qaidiyon ke mamle mein narmi, unse Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ko kaha unke sath narmi bartao. Dusri taraf haq ke liye apne mauqif par datna. So on one hand he was so gentle and compassionate. On the other hand he never compromised on truth. He was the one who remained firm and dignified. When Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed on, and Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam hasn't passed on. Yeah? It was Abu Bakr who came and told people, whoever believes in Allah, whoever believes in Muhammad, fa inna Muhammadan qad mat. Muhammad has passed on. Whoever believes in Allah, Allah ta'ala huwa hayyul la yamut. And then when after Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed on, such great difficulty came upon the Muslims. On one hand, the people started getting out of the fold of Islam. Some other people, they said, we are not going to follow Islam. Some people had agreement with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They took away the agreement and said, we are no more going to follow that agreement. Muhammad is passed away. On the other hand, there were those who became false prophets. Then in the midst of all that, came one group and said, "Hum to Musliman hai, lekin hum zakat nahi de sakte. We are Muslims, but we don't want to give zakat." And even Sahaba said, even Umar said, Ya Rasul, oh Abu Bakr, accept what they got to say. Don't look at that, look at the fitnas. We got so many trials. And then Umar, Hazrat Abu Bakr hit Umar on the chest. Ajabbarun fil jahiliyati wa khawarun fil Islam. You were strong in jahiliyat. Now after Islam, you have become weak. Even if they refuse to give one rope that is due upon them in zakat, if they refuse, I will go and fight with them. And saying that, he got up to go towards the camel to go and fight against them alone. And then Ali radiallahu anhu got up and said, Abu Bakr, you remain here. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has just passed on. You come, don't give us further grief. And he remained very, very steadfast. So this point, you can be kind-hearted at one hand, and gentle in one hand. But as far as haqq is concerned, you remain uncompromising on haqq. There's two things. And that is why, you know, Hazrat Mu'abul Hassan Nadwi Rahmatullah Alayhi says that every rakat of salat you read, every rite of hajj that you do, every moment of roza that you do, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu will get a reward for it because he didn't compromise. If he had compromised at that time with one group, someone would have said, "Hum Islam to le aayenge, lekin hum namaz nahi parenge." Someone would have said, "We would want to make hajj, we won't do this, we won't do that." He remained firm. That is why Islam remained the way it was. William Muir, you know, the Orientalist writer, has written, he said, but for Abu Bakr, Islam would have died at the throes of its birth. But for Abu Bakr, Islam would have died at the throes of its birth. And that is why Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam one day told Abu Bakr, Anta sahibi fil ghar wa sahibi fil hawz. You're my companion in the cave, and you will be my companion in the house and in Jannah. May Allah ta'ala fill his qabr with noor. We are indebted to him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him the best reward on behalf of the entire ummah of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And may we take the lessons of such loyalty, such devotion, such conviction upon the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and upon our deen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.